USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six candidates hoping to win the Democratic presidential nomination debating last night in Iowa. The last debate before the Iowa caucuses. With some highlights, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in the state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they'll be sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate today, and this is USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As we mentioned earlier, President Trump had a big rally last night in Milwaukee where he said he was being impeached by the House because Democrats stand no chance of winning in 2020.
And then our opponents say, "We're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump." Let's impeach him.
With Democrats expected to vote today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate, the president said he's not concerned, and he's looking forward to signing an initial trade deal with China, which will benefit American labor workers. He says his critics are suffering from, quote, Trump derangement syndrome. About 60 people treated for injuries after a Delta Airlines flight that had just taken off in Los Angeles and suffered some engine issues dumped jet fuel over public schools near L.A. The elementary school students suffered skin irritation from that jet fuel dump. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two more Republicans are supporting a resolution that would limit President Trump's war powers. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Todd Young coming out in support of a revised measure, giving it enough votes now to pass in the U.S. Senate. Collins, the senator from Maine, says the resolution would continue to allow the president to respond to emergencies, though it clarifies that the legislative branch is what declares war. The revised resolution that was proposed by Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine prohibits the president from using U.S. armed forces against Iran unless Congress does authorize it. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn asking a judge to let him withdraw his guilty plea. His lawyers filing a motion yesterday ahead of his scheduled sentencing. His lawyers say the decision was made because of the government's bad faith and vindictiveness. Sorry, that's hard to say this early, but Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about discussions with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. during Trump's transition. He is scheduled to be sentenced later this month, but his lawyers are asking for a delay. And Build-A-Bear now says its customers will soon be able to build a baby Yoda. Meanwhile, Hasbro says it's releasing a talking baby Yoda in May. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.